Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and we hope your Saturday is a good one. On the second day of the draft, in the second round, the Texans took running back Ben Tate from Auburn. And after that selection, offensive coordinator Rick Dennison spoke with the boys from Sports Radio 610 about the pick.
What's going on down there in the war room? Can you give us the lowdown on that?
Well, we're jumping through some hoops, but we ended up with a really good player. Guy we were looking forward to trying to get.
All right. Obviously, he's a guy you had rated higher than Gerhardt, right?
Well, we were split between the room, even the offensive coaches. We were split. They were both very, very good players, and we just had a chance to get more picks, you know, a higher pick. We traded our third for, or our fifth for a third, and we liked them both. Both are fine players, and we're just fortunate to get Ben.
So tell us what role he plays. Obviously, running back, a huge area of need coming into the season. It's something everyone's been talking about. So how does Ben Tate make this a better
team?
Well,
he's a big physical guy, and that's what we want to have. We want to be more physical in the run game, be consistent with it, and take some pressure off Matt throwing the ball, and he fits. He's big, strong, and fast.
So he's a complimentary back here to Steve Slayton? Is that
well? We're throwing them all out there, and whoever carries the ball well, gonna carry the ball.
So Tate has a chance to become a starter on this.
He has a chance. I mean, we'll split the carries however they deserve to be split. When they earn it, they'll get it.
Was the draft pick the only deciding factor, or you said the room was split? What does Tate bring that you really liked and ultimately said, we're going to go with this guy?
Well, with Gerhardt and Tate, they're both big, physical guys, mm-hmm. and I think that's what we were looking for. We were looking for a guy to hit it in there and mm-hmm. be strong with the ball and particularly, you know, finish some games out.
Were you worried about the Browns and Seahawks, two teams obviously looking for a running back? Is that why you traded back up?
Certainly we were. You know, we felt pretty good about moving back because we had two that we really liked. And then when it got down in there to where those two guys are looking, or those two teams, we thought we'd better move back up.
So that was the play then, trade down and then kind of feel it out? And,
correct.
And if you knew you had the ammunition, if you needed to trade back up, you could, and that's exactly what happened?
Yep. Yep.
In this spot, very good.
We feel really good about how it played out.
All right, very good. And again, you think Ben Tate is a guy. This is big for Texans fans, folks listening right now, who is going to be able to help this team accomplish their goals this season.
Yep, we're gonna throw them in the mix and have more competition in there, and whoever earns the carries will get them.
All right. So are we set at running back, or
well,
you know,
never
we've got a lot of bodies now?
Yes.
But I mean, there's still free agents out there, and obviously you run through the beginning of camp, and guys are going to be cast off onto the scrap heap. And
we'll just have to wait and see how that works. But we really feel good about Ben.
All right, very good. So are you enjoying your time here in town?
And oh yeah,
time in the war room, first time in the war room with these guys?
Yes, it's great. You know, I've been with quite a few of them for over the years with Denver, and it's great to get back in and you know, be with those guys again.
You got your battle red shirt on here
today.
I am
in battle red all the way. You
absolutely
betcha.
And we appreciate the time you took with us here and stopping by. This is a big deal. Big deal. A lot of Texans fans looking for that running back, and we got one.